Simon, welcome to the Isle of Man. First TT, how's it going?
Very good at the moment. It's been a bit manic, a bit hectic all week, and the team have worked well, and, you know, K-Tech and some of the guys were over here helping, and, you know, I've got Dave from the hyperbaric chamber trying to sort the body out, and Isla Scott sorting my aches and pains, so, you know, a massive combination of everybody chipping in, helping, and, you know, everything all helps to a speedy lap.
And it'll be your first experience this week, of course, around here with at speeds. What do you think of the track?
It's good, it's good. I mean, it seems really massive and daunting at first, and it still is, but then you get to learn a few sections. I've probably got about 5-10 sections now with maybe 3 or 4 corners that I know. There's 2 places where mentally I can switch off and just kind of get a bit of time to relax and then crack on with it all. So the faster we get, the more we learn, the easier it should become.
Are there anywhere around the track where you've gone through and thought, oh, you know, that was a lot harder than I thought it was going to be, or maybe, well, that was a lot easier than I thought it was going to be?
To be honest, I fully expected the worst and prepared for the worst. You know, if it's as hard as what I thought it would be, I thought I'd be in for a really big challenge, and to come over and it not be, you know, recharges you and fills you with confidence, and, you know, I'm feeling good and bike's running good and it's really not that bad, and that's, you know, probably partly due to Milky and everyone involved with the TT bringing me over and, you know, allowing me to have the time over here and have a look at it.
Your laps you've been putting in through practice, the high teens, that seems like a cracking way, you know, to build up very slowly. But you did say at the Northwest when you were interviewed that you fancy coming here and being the fastest newcomer. You've got to find 126 mile an hour. Do you think that's in you by the end of the week, or is that something you're not really thinking about now?
Yeah, it's something that I'm keeping an eye on, but it's nothing that I'm really focusing on. You know, not, you can't go out round this track and push and make a time. You've got to be relaxed and everything's got to be right. If it comes, it comes to me now. You know, we're probably the third, I think we were the third ever fastest person, or the first ever fastest person on the third day here. Nearly broke the 120s. We missed a day already. You know, I wanted to be in the 120s yesterday. I wanted to be nearly mid 120s today, you know. Once you get to the 120 mark, that's really the maximum everyone gets to, and you've got to start pushing from there on in. So I'm nearly at the 120, well, you know, 119.9, I think it was. So now's the hard part, where we've got to start pushing and chipping away at the miles per hour, you know. If we can get, we need another 6 mile an hour, and there's loads of places where we can make time, and, you know, I'm faster than my teammate through the last sector, and he's faster through most of the first sectors, which is the really fast bit, which is why I'm just struggling with the confidence to hold the throttle completely open around some of these blind corners, which is where it just takes the time, the year and the knowledge.
Did the fact that Northwest got canned after a race and a lap, has that affected you at all?
No, not really. I mean, I didn't really do any prep for the Northwest because I was all my time was spent here learning this, you know, and concentrating on the BSB. So to get to the Northwest and to do what we did, you know, we were fastest through the speed trap in Superstocks, did the third fastest time. You know, within 1 week, we got that track dialed, and, you know, hopefully a bit of sunshine, we could have got on the podium. You know, the race got cancelled after one lap. We were running sixth in the Superbikes on the Stocker, so everything was there, you know. So I'm looking forward to next year. But then that gave me confidence, you know, that things really aren't that bad, and, you know, I've just got to trust in myself a little bit more, that I'm okay on the roads, and, you know, perhaps it's something that I should have started doing a little while ago.
So Saturday afternoon comes, you sat on the bike. Is it just another race?
I don't know. I mean, it's a bit different. I'm used to setting off with everybody. So, you know, this is what I'm trying to adapt to, the fact of having nobody around. And, you know, you can always judge yourself from the person next to you. And at the end of the day, it's just going to be me out there and just really ride it. It's a superbike race as well, so I'm not too fussed about that. Being as we're using our Superstocker in it, Monday's Superstock race is where all my effort's going to be going to, and this is what I really want to push in. So I'm going to use tomorrow just as a warm up and just see how it all goes. Got to learn how the bike rides on the first lap with a full tank of fuel. Still really push these tyres, see how we get on with those, and just put a lot of prep in tomorrow, ready for the Superstock class.
And have you ever done a in race pit stop before?
No, not yet. We've not practiced it, but Paul's got Carl Fogarty and James waiting for his, so I think they'll slow him up a little bit. So I've got the usual boys on my team, so yeah, we should be fast. I've done I've done pit stops with World Endurance, with Kawasaki France and a few other teams, so I know what's going on. You know, it just depends on the guys, and obviously these are just standard production bikes, and you know, if we lose a few seconds in the pit, you know, I'm not going to be too worried.